106.5 WKDZ, Hudson Westbrook and House again. Of course, Alan Watts out on some farm safety locations today. Where yet, Alan?
I am at H&R AgriPower Test. Thank you very much. It's always great to be here and visit with the folks here at H&R AgriPower. Mr. Wayne Hunt with us today. We're talking with him, and he's talking with Mr. Wayne. Mr. Wayne, good to see you, my friend. How you doing?
Got any better? Couldn't stand it.
I tell you what, you're always doing fine, and you've been traveling a lot, busy days.
For me, yes. For nobody else, it wouldn't be any. But yeah, for me, yes, busy, yes, traveling, stuff like that. I got a 375 mile day in the other day by myself.
That's pretty good. See, you're on the Ag Development Board. No, you're busy in Frankfurt a lot, a couple times a month, and just staying busy anyway.
Two times. You know, that's the whole thing. I've been on it 25 years. So that thing's whole. That's been worth it. I just quit doing everything else. Sidelines work. We've handled $800 million or something. I think we've raised agriculture in Kentucky, I think, a little bit. But been a joyful run for me. I've enjoyed it.
Had a chance to be there with you guys when you celebrate 25 years back in the summer, and you're going to continue doing that all year long. Yeah. But, I mean, you helped a lot of agriculture.
Well, yeah, I'm the only one been on there 25 years. It's just 25 years old. Paul Patton put me on that thing, first thing there. It's been a good run.
It's been a good run, that's for sure. Good run here, too, H&R AgriPower. It's Farm Safety Week, and you guys are busy this fall.
Yeah, you know, this company is the same way, too. This was a little bitty company. When we bought it, I was aggravated one more service. We didn't know what service was, but the growth has been tremendous, and the good part about today is 100% employee-owned. And that's been a 10-year run on that, too. And I think everybody here knows it. Their company, I work for them. It's been a good run.
Been a good run. You said service is what you built on. That's what you wanted.
Solid, yep, yep. I made that comment this morning in the shop. This is what made us great. The shop and the parts is really what made us great.
And it's so important, too, because I was out, actually came home from the state fair and saw one of your guys out with some farmers next to us out there watching the combines, man, seeing how they run.
Yeah, yeah. We participate in a lot of different places. Stuff like that, but that's, we went out there where the public is, but people make a company, and once one of them things, I said the customer's always right, even if he's wrong, and he's wrong sometimes, but we just have to endure that and go on. But it's been a really good run for me. I'm 82 years old, and I guess I can't think of anything I would change today.
You don't slow down for 82. You keep moving. You're on the ball.
I don't know about that. I still enjoy what I did. I made a 375-mile round the other day, but I kind of felt it when I got back.
Yeah, I bet you did. That's for sure. Of course, good time of the fall here, folks. Or if they're looking for equipment, we'll talk to Kevin a little bit about what's available. But good time for farmers. I mean, obviously, corn harvest is looking better than what they may be expecting.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen a better fall for corn harvest. And then kind of, you know, it's a really, really good crop in places. And in some places, it's not. But that's how it rained. You know, I could leave here and go home, and that's about 18 miles, and I might drive through a flood for 2 or 3 miles, and it might be road dry. But you can see that now, too. The beans are green there, they're not green. You kind of know where it rained. But good Lord knows more about that than we do. I just, whatever it is. We've been 5 weeks without rain at home, but we really had a good corn crop. I don't know how. We got 7/10 over the weekend here. And the last one I remember before this 5 weeks was 3/10 one night and 4 weeks another. So we've had 2 7/10 in 5 weeks, I think.
It's been a long time, that's for sure, man. But we need it, though. We need it.
You know, my early days, I can remember droughts back in the 50s. I'm a little bitty kid. I was 10 years old, 12 years old, you know. I can remember droughts back in when they drove cows down the road to water them where the water was and things like that. Hard to believe that. But when you get old, you can think of a lot of things you wouldn't have thought you wanted to talk about.
Right, yeah, I could remember things from years ago, and I'm not your age, but I remember all kinds of stuff, you know.
No, you're not my age. You cost me enough money with them 4-H calves. You're not my age.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your support. You've supported us a long time. Travel to Bluegrass. You make that possible every week. We appreciate that. Love your partnership.
Y'all are great. Y'all do a great job with your station and the people and communicating with people. Y'all do a great job.
Yeah, well, I love you. Your family's right here involved in the business with everybody else. Steve here's the president now, and then you got Darren and Brandon on the farm, and then Shane's working here with you, too.
Yeah, and then the granddaughters just sit back looking to see if they got anything left.
Right, yeah. Of course, you. And Dana's busy with the horse business. She's been in the horse business for a long time.
Yeah, that was that 375-mile trip.
Right, well, if the grandchildren want to do it, you need to do it, you know?
That's right. No way of thinking about it. Family's pretty important.
I tell you what, your appreciate your friendship, your partnership over the years, and thank you for what y'all for everything you do for agriculture.
Well, we're a very blessed company. I'm a very blessed individual. We're a very blessed company to be where we are today. But it's all about people. This is the greatest bunch of people you'll ever see. All of us have our ups and downs. Families do, the whole nine yards. But when all the dust settles, I think this group of people is all for one, and one for all. Oh, yeah.
Being an employee all makes a difference.
Yep, no ifs, none about it.
Everybody's got a stake in it, for sure.
Yep, sure.
Mr. Wayne, good to see you. Talk to Kevin Meacham, yeah. See what's going on here.
Yeah, tell Kevin will tell you something. Be careful, he may sell you something and you didn't know it.
I know.
He's one of them guys that sold you didn't know he was selling
that's
you.
Right, that's right. I did what? I got what? Kevin Meacham, good to see my friend.
You sell him, you separate the man with money and make him like it.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good thing. Kevin, what's going on these days? What are you guys up to?
I hear you're in the market for something.
Yeah, we can hook it. Don't let my wife hear this. We'll be in trouble.
That's all right. Doing good. Fall time of year, we're kind of wrapping up some things. You know, we've got some good deals on some mowers, you know, closing out, trying to close those out. You know, we've always got deals like that are going on, so.
Yeah, I got a Kubota zero turn from you guys back in the summertime. Finally got to mow with it, over the weekend. That made me happy. I hadn't had to be able to mow with it in a month and a half, Kevin. It's terrible.
I know, and I know people are thinking it's fall of the year, and I know it's a little dry out there, but it is a good time to buy a mower. I mean, we've got mowers, small tractors, RTVs, for hunting season coming up. Got some good deals on those, and really straight down the lineup. And I know some people may drive by, we may not have it on this lot, but remember that 20 stores, we do have some inventory that's spread out, may not be here, but I can get it here. So
it makes a difference, and you got interest rates to go right along with it, great interest rates for folks who want to get on a new zero turn or new Kubota or any piece of equipment.
Absolutely. We still actually do have some 0%, a little shorter term than what it was, but hopefully the Fed rates just dropped, I guess, or talking of it, and hopefully that'll bring some, beginning of the year. But, even right now we've got some, I know Kubota's got some deals where you're getting $4,500 off and you still got like a 6% interest rate on some of these $30,000 tractors. That's pretty good deal.
And Kubota's come up with a new line. I mean, Kubota's line of tractors goes on up pretty in the higher horsepowers now.
Yeah, absolutely. They've got up to 100 and, here in Hopkinsville, we sell up to 140 horsepower. And again, some great deals on even those higher horsepower. They got 10% off on cash deals. So, really, really good deals on our equipment right now. So
I called Kevin for a minute. He's not going to be busy here in about 2 seconds, sir. So you can call Kevin again.
That's right. Well, I hope that's the case. That's for sure. So
yeah, you were on the phone when I came in a while ago.
So. Yeah, absolutely. It's been a good year. It's been a little down, but, I know that cattle's been good to people, and there's deals to be had. There's equipment we need to get rid of. There's mowers that we need to move. There's small tractors. If we have it, we want to move it. And so, right now is a good time to buy. I know it may be a hard time physically, as far as financially on some people, but if you've got the cash, even if you don't have the cash, we got some financing deals, and I think it'd be a good time to buy. Anything from small tractors to mowers to RTVs. So
good plan. And come by and see Mr. Kevin Meacham and all the crew at H&R AgriPower, Eagle Way Bypass in Hopkinsville. It is National Farm Safety Week.